From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more protests in Baltimore. Another large protest march is underway in Baltimore, but police anticipate it will be peaceful. A crowd is marching from a train station to City Hall to protest alleged police mistreatment of blacks. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton spoke Wednesday about the recent unrest in Baltimore. Jim Malone takes a look.
Hillary Clinton is the only announced Democratic candidate, and she was among the first presidential contenders to speak publicly about the recent violence and unrest in Baltimore.
We have to come to terms with some hard truths about race and justice in America.
Clinton spoke at Columbia University in New York and said it's time to end what she called the era of mass incarceration of young, low-level offenders, as well as the lack of funding for drug and mental health programs. But Clinton also said those behind the recent violence in Baltimore should be held accountable. Jim Malone, Washington.
The United Nations says it is beginning to distribute food and medicine in the area near the epicenter of Saturday's earthquake in Nepal. The World Food Program's efforts around Gorkha came as Nepalese officials pledged improvements in the government's distribution of aid. Public frustration over the government's slow response to the crisis boiled over into a protest in the capital with about 200 people facing off with police and blocking traffic. The government of Niger says 46 soldiers and 28 civilians were killed over the weekend when troops battled Boko Haram militants for control of an island in Lake Chad. Officials said Tuesday 156 militants were also killed after Boko Haram raided Karamga Island on Saturday. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe Wednesday expressed what he called deep repentance over Japan's role in World War II. Prime Minister Abe made his comments Wednesday as he addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress.
History is harsh. What is done cannot be undone. With deep repentance in my heart, I stood there in silent prayers for some time.
Mr. Abe's speech came as both countries mark the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. U.S. economic growth slowed sharply in the first 3 months of this year. The report from the Commerce Department says the gross domestic product expanded at an annual rate of just 0.2%. Economists blame the slowdown on unusually foul winter weather and a strike that stopped shipping in the usually busy U.S. West Coast ports. As a result of the statistics, the U.S. Central Bank says top Federal Reserve officials voted to keep its key interest rate steady at a record low level where it has been since the financial crisis in 2008. In Togo, the opposition is challenging the results from Saturday's presidential election. Those results show President Faure Gnassingbé winning a third term. Ann Luck reports.
Togo's Electoral Commission says President Faure Gnassingbé got just under 59% of votes against four challengers. Opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre got 35%. Fabre's party rejected the results as fraudulent Wednesday. The party says Fabre is the rightful winner by its count. Fabre says they will mobilize. He says this coup will not stand. We cannot let people stay in power because they can do this. International observer missions gave Saturday's poll marks of approval, but vote counting was held up by accusations of fraud from the opposition. Ann Luck, Dakar.
Russian space officials have declared an unmanned space station cargo ship a total loss. The ship spun out of control shortly after launch from Kazakhstan Tuesday. Global press freedom declined last year to its lowest level in more than a decade. That according to a report issued Wednesday by an international human rights monitoring organization. Authorities confirm that Indonesia has executed 8 convicted drug traffickers, including 7 foreigners. The inmates were executed by firing squad. Attorney General Mohammad Prasetyo defended the move as necessary to save the nation from the danger of drugs. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.